All right, it's a download here on WGN Radio. I am Justin Kaufman, and I'm here till 11 o'clock. Patty Vasquez takes over at 11 o'clock, the Silver Dome Personality of the Year. How about that? It's exciting. Congratulations to Patty. She won a big award today. It's awesome. Coming up here, all right, we are ready for a big... This is one of my favorite hours of the month. It's Write Club Radio. Two writers enter, one writer leaves. This is our regular segment where two writers take on two different sides of an issue. The winner is decided by you at home. It's based on the show Write Club, which is a monthly lit battle at the Hideout. Their last stage show of the season is coming up this Tuesday night, June 21st. Lindsay Muscato is one of the people behind Write Club, and she is here. Lindsay, good to see you.
Hello, good to see you too.
Yeah, I know. I wish this was every week. I've been trying to push you guys to do it every week, and you're
we
like, we're too busy. Yeah, right. We'll do it every day. Tonight, the writers are going to take on persist versus quit. Why pick this persist versus quit?
Well, okay, so it's the end of our season at Write Club, and things are kind of, you know, summer's ahead, and sort of like, all right, what do you want to do with your life, you know? Like, what are the kinds of things that you want to focus on? Some things you got to keep at it if it's challenging. Some things you just got to leave behind, and summer's a good time to do that, like pick up a new hobby or, like, you know, let go of some old baggage. It's a good sort of renewal time.
This is very existential.
It's a little existential.
Yep, here we go. Jen Ellison is here performing at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival this weekend. She also is a director in town, comedian. She's directing a show at the Up Comedy Club at Second City in Old Town coming up. Jen, good to see you.
It's good to see you.
All right. Also, Jeff Miller. Jeff, nice to meet you. He's the author of the middle grade fiction series called The Nerdy Dozen. Both of you are performing. Who's got persist and who's got quit?
I have persist.
Classic.
I also have persist.
Oh, no.
My greatest fear has come true.
Oh, my gosh. That, like, made my heart jump a little bit.
No, I've quit.
Okay.
Quit.
Okay, good. Oh, my God.
All right, Lindsay, take us through the rules here, because what we'll do is we'll set up the rules for everyone at home. And then essentially, you know, we're going to do this. They're going to read two pieces, and then we're going to be the judge. Who do we like? Do we like persist or quit? And the one who gives the most thoughtful answer is going to get pizza.
What?
Yeah, not you guys, but the listeners at home, 312-981-7200. I'm giving away a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. I've got a pizza, and but it's got to be more than persist.
Yeah,
quit.
You have to think about it.
Quit. That's what you'll get. And I like that. That's good for tallying, but we want to get a little bit more thought out of it.
Yeah, so Write Club is two opposing writers, two opposing ideas. The order is chosen by rock, paper, scissors, because the second person kind of has a slight advantage. The only fair way, science has proven, is rock, paper, scissors. And then we often have we always have the audience vote at the Hideout, right? So it's applause.
It's like
at our live
at the
show,
Apollo, right?
Yeah.
Who's got the most? Yeah.
But here, as you just said, we vote by people who want pizza. So you would call or text in and say who you thought won. And each writer gets 4 minutes to do their piece. So they were assigned this topic in advance. They have written it. They have prepared it. And they're going to do it
all
in 4 minutes.
Yep. I love it. And I know that at one point or another, you'll be at the Hideout with Write Club. And someone will be like, where's my pizza?
Yeah.
I cheered very loud.
It's not
like,
the same.
No, it's different. We've got different rules, different places, different prizes. All right. 312-981-7200. Pete, why don't we take a break? And then we'll come back and do rock, paper, scissors, and we'll hear from both of our writers. It's Download. It's Write Club Radio. Stay with us. It's 10 o'clock. It's 10:18 here on the Download on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Write Club Radio. Two writers enter. One writer does a little bit better than the other, according to our WGN audience. 312-981-7200. Lindsay Muscato is here from Write Club. Their show is at the Hideout, the final show of the season, which will be coming up here on Tuesday the 21st. Jen Ellison and Jeff Miller in studio. They're our writers tonight. Should we do the rock, paper, scissors?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's
we
do it.
We should. So this is important because this determines the order of combatants. And in order to do this on the radio, you have to yell your things at the same time. You can do it, Jen.
I'm going to freak out.
You can do it. I believe in you.
I'll be like, rock, paper, scissors.
No, just pick one.
Okay, I'll pick one of them.
Okay.
I'll pick one.
All right, and we do it on three, so it's 1, 2, 3, blam. So if you're listening at home, you can count along. All right, everybody ready?
Yes.
Set?
One, two, three, paper.
Oh.
I got to do it again.
Okay, we got to do it again.
Both writers go for paper.
Ready? One, two, three,
rock. Scissors.
Hey.
Jen wins. No, Rock wins.
Smash.
Rock wins. I don't even know
rock
how the game's
wins.
Played.
Justin.
No, I'm sorry.
Smash.
I'm a terrible rock, paper, scissors
smash
guy.
It.
All right, so you smash, so that means that you get to choose first or second.
I'll go second.
Oh, we'll go look second. At Jeff. Yeah. Look at Jeff.
Fair
oh.
choice.
All
fair
right,
choice.
Jen Ellison's on the hook to go first here. All right, and remember, you are persist.
I am persist.
And the items tonight are persist versus quit. These writers have put things together, and these ideas persist versus quit. Are we ready for Write Club Radio, Lindsay?
We are so ready.
You
want to
give
these.
Us a ding?
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Jen Ellison in 3, 2, 1, begin.
Behind the guidance counselor's desk hangs a large format poster. You've seen it before. You involuntarily know it by heart. An orange feline is adorably clutching a branch, staring confused at an unseen photographer as they snap prints that will prove to make a mint and appear as a cliché made flesh in your guidance counselor's office. The caption reads below in puffy Baroque font, "Hang in there, baby." You'll journal about it later while you listen to The Cure. Your office manager, Vicky, is addicted to successories. The posters, calendars, coasters with dazzling stock photos of silhouetted men and women running through the desert or jogging bottom to the top of the stadium steps, dewy and strong. They're all emblazoned with quotes, famous and not, extolling the virtues of persistence. Slow and steady wins the race. Perseverance is failing 19 times and succeeding the 20th. Persistence conquers all. Continuous effort, not strength or intelligence, is the key to unlocking our potential, Calvin Coolidge says. Energy and persistence conquer all things. Vicky perpetually hums just what makes that little old ant think he can move the rubber tree plant. Everyone knows that an ant can't. Vicky also wears a lot of acid wash denim. You live blog about it later while you listen to Counting Crows. You scroll your Facebook feed, waiting through the clickbait quizzes, inexplicably trending news, and misattributed quotes to see that Daryl has posted yet another word porn image from Pinterest. You only fail if you stop trying, it says. Your finger hovers over the trackpad, considering which emoticon best expresses your ambivalence. You post about it on Tumblr while you listen to Radiohead. Persistence and its expression is excessively irritating. It has been co-opted and commodified by corporations to motivate and boost productivity of their account managers, sales forces, and customer service reps. It's hard not to sneer at the bumper stickerification of one of our most human qualities, the incessant cheerleading, the you can do it, the piercing cries on the sidelines as you serve that serve to push us on, the need, the instinct to persist. We claim we're too smart for that. We don't buy into that kind of aw shucks optimism. You're not a joiner. No thanks, sheeple. And yet... you cannot resist the need to persist. It is imperative. Those truisms and aphorisms nagging and knocking at your noggin remind you every day in and out that you must not cease. Sure, those cheerleaders with their rah-rahs and their sis-boom-bahs prey on your nerves, but still serve as a reminder that if you stop, you will die. You persist to continue firmly or obstinately to an opinion or a course of action in spite of difficulty, opposition, or failure. Did you battle to wake and shake off the sleep despite the undertow of your dreams? You persist. Did you eat a bowl of disappointing Cheerios? You persist. Did you go to your job in the hopes that with your hopes possibly dampened? You persist. Did you breathe? Think? You persist. Through the night, did you study or write? You persist. It's in your blood, in your veins, in your DNA. It's in your humanity. We persist. It is impossible not to. The fact that you're even sitting there able to judge the cliches and the sayings and the likes and the dislikes is a testament to your ancestors' persistence. Despite plagues and war and violent opposition, still we persist. Despite the universe versus chilly indifference, we persist. Human beings are excellent innovators at stupidity, and we stumble over our own mistakes. And in and out of this, we are the Michael Jordans of foolishness. Still, we persist and are here. Persistence just is. Take comfort in the fact of it and relish the act of it. You can smirk at the corny sayings and the t-shirts and quotes, but they are still true and true and true. And why they persist despite pessimism and broken hearts? This is why they persist despite pessimism and broken hearts. Bring on the Kool-Aid. privileges and the truths and the Babe Ruths and the Oprahs. Through persistence, we muster the strength for 14-hour filibusters. In your heart, you are the guidance counselor. You are the Vicky. You are the word porn. Slow and steady wins the race. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. You just can't beat a guy who won't quit. He's got high hopes, high apple pie in the sky hopes. Whoops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Hang in there, baby.
Yes.
Jen Ellison, representing Persist. All right. Close on the old counter. I'm watching here.
Yeah. Close on the old counter. But, you know,
we are
really proud of these guys. You know,
they prepared. Just saying. I thought there would be electric shock if she goes over 4 minutes.
There's not an electric shock, but there's a buzz.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Jeff Miller. This is a delightful buzz. All right, Jeff. Are you ready?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. We want to count it down, Lindsay?
All right. So, are you ready?
Yes.
I'll just ding again because that was fun on the radio.
I love it.
Ding, 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 ding. Jeff Miller in 3, 2, 1, begin.
When an artist starts off on their little bohemian adventures, or whatever it is we're all doing here, lots of people love to give advice, like, get health insurance, or don't sell out, some say. Change my name in your songs. Also, I'm not so sure about the band name Fall Out Boy, a few will scold. Most people, though, seem fond of telling folks to not quit their day job. It's a cliche, an accurate cliche, yes, but a cliche nonetheless. However, imagine for the next 4 minutes that it's wrong. Let us suppose that quitting is the only thing to be done, really. I did so for a career in writing. What is a career in writing, some of you might be asking? Imagine going into the woods and setting all of your possessions on fire. I'm not so sure how or why, but I think that does a good job of summing it all up. But I can say with total confidence I'm happy with my decision. And so, I give you my top 5 reasons for quitting your day job to write. The number 1 reason, waking up on Monday morning with nowhere to be. Can you think about the last time that happened to you? Wasn't it exhilarating? Years ago, I used to work in a big cement block. I sold online coupons to senior citizens that were literally afraid of the internet. Every day, I talked with people that were very serious about cutting a deal on their haircut or genital waxing. After several years of doing this, I quit my job. My day job. And the thing I'd like everyone on AM radio to realize is that inside of this cement block were thousands of capable and driven humans. They could have changed the world in certain ways if they wanted to. They had zest. They had snappy outfits. They had a huge pair of golden handcuffs on both wrists. And I'm talking massive. If they all could have quit their jobs for 1 year and banded together, who knows what kind of seriously amazing stuff they could have created. Instead, they all waited in line for non-fat lattes. Number 2, naps. My God, the naps you'll take. Anywhere, at any time. You quit your job, name a chain restaurant, and you can nap there, okay? Number 3, going to a grocery store not on a weekend. Have you ever been to a Trader Joe's on a Sabbath? It's an actual Thunderdome. But don't fret. You'll never actually be lonely, per se. It would amaze you at all how many people seemingly don't have day jobs. You can walk into a bar or restaurant during the middle of the day and be one of a handful of lost souls aimlessly looking at their Facebooks or Instagrams. It's great. Number 4. The number 4 reason for quitting your job is visiting the dentist. And this is for my folks out there behind the glass. Legend has it every 7th uninsured dental visit ends with an actual tooth fairy granting you 3 wishes. 3 wishes that can involve paying your student loans, but some still pretty okay wishes nonetheless. And lastly, the 5th reason for quitting your job is that I fully believe life is tragically too short to be stuck doing something you hate. Work sucks, dudes. Always has, always will. If quitting something makes you feel alive and simultaneously freaks out your loved ones, I say go for it. So, dear listeners, let a picture take shape in your brain. Visualize your job. And quit it. Quit it right now. Go to bed dreaming about quitting your job tonight. Will you flip your desk over? Will you throw packets of ketchup at the gentleman who has stolen your lunch on 3 separate occasions? Will you send an email entirely in capital letters? Whatever you do, quit. Quit now. quit tomorrow, quit forever, quit.
Hey, there's quit. Jeff Miller.
All right.
Jeff gave us quit. Jen gave us persist. Thank you very much. Both great performances. 312-981-7200. All right, what do we think? Do we like persist or do we like quit? It's Right Club Radio here on WGN. 312-981-7200. That was good.
Oh, that was amazing. And they both were right under the wire and awesome. Like, I love both of those. So, I don't have to pick because I'm not calling in for a pizza.
The best sort of description of why you like persist or why you like quit gets the pizza. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break for the news. We'll come back and we'll read these texts and take your calls. It's Right Club Radio. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. Right Club Radio is in the house. Persist versus quit. Jen Ellison, who's performing at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. She's also directing a show at Up Comedy Club at Seconds in the Old Town. And Jeff Miller, who is the author of the middle grade fiction series called The Nerdy Dozen. There are writers tonight. Jen did persist. Jeff did quit. Lindsay is the person behind Right Club, which will be on stage Tuesday, the final show of the season
Tuesday
at the Hideout.
Yep.
All right. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Carol, what do we like? Do you like persist or quit?
Quit.
Okay, why?
Well, because that's what I did, and life really is too short. So when I was 41, I quit my last real-time job as a civil service employee at UIC, tons of perks, 5 paid weeks vacation, went back to graduate school in English, then began life as a freelance writer and writing coach, and I've never looked back.
Wow. That's there fantastic. You go. That's great.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much for that. I'm going to put you on hold for that. That's great. All right. What do we like? Pam, quit or persist?
I like quit.
Why do you like quit?
Quit because whenever I have felt very uncomfortable with a position I've had, I have quit and I've always gone on to find something that I'm better suited for. So it's always been a winner for me to quit.
Hmm. All right. Thanks, Pam. Thank you for that. All right. So 2-4 quits. All right, it's getting a little hot in here.
It's starting to look like a little bit of a landslide.
No, let's hold on.
It's
815.
Only beginning,
Jen. Listen, I paid Pam and Carol.
815 says, wonderful, persist. Loved her energy. I'm moving on Saturday. I'm exhausted. I can't think of packing another thing. Yes, I can. There goes another rubber tree plant. Persist.
Yeah. You're changing lives.
Changing lives. One rubber tree plant.
There
at
you
time.
Go.
That's amazing.
630 says, never give up the ship. Persist. There you go. All right, let's go to Margaret. Margaret, what do we like, Margaret?
Oh, we like quit. We got to go with quit.
Why quit?
Why? Because August 19th, I leave my job. I'm going to Southern Illinois University, and I'm enrolled for the final year of radiology, going into CTMRI.
All right. Great. Congratulations. Very That's cool. awesome.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you, Margaret. I'm going to put you on hold for that. That's okay. So, all right. So, like I said, we got a three. I'm seeing 3 quits, 2 persists mm-hmm. as we go here.
All right. Pins and needles. Text in.
All right. 779 says, I'm with her. So,
Hillary?
It might be Hillary, or it could be you, Jen. I'm not sure.
Well, all women are alike, so I'm Hillary.
Let me ask as there's more here, but let me ask as Pete does the little bit of screening. What went through your head when you were doing Persist? Like, what was the when you obviously the piece, but what inspired it?
I think that a lot of those things were very real to me, sort of the looking at those successory posters or anything where people are like, you know, they have a T-shirt that it's, you know, like, never give up. And I'm like, I love those things. I actually secretly in my heart, like, I kind of... I'm like, oh yes, I'm very into those, but my exterior is a little bit sort of like, I don't need that, you know? So it was very real, but at the end of the day, I'm incredibly optimistic, and I believe in persisting. So it was a very it was like sort of like, you know, I was reading my diary.
Good to know. All right, Jeff, what went into quit?
I feel like it was a little bit of the same. I feel like I'm a persistent and optimistic person as well, but I've quit a few things in my life. One of them was my job to pursue writing, and one of them was a trail crew in Arizona that I did for a while. And so I thought about writing about that, but...
What is a trail crew like? You? So
we would wake up at 4 in the morning and hike 2 miles in before the sun rose to go cut basically like prickly pear and lots of other things for 8-9 hours a day outside of Tucson. And then we would come back to our campsite that we had set up, and I did that for a few months. And that was
what was the point of it, though? I mean, tell them the point. Like, what do you mean, cut prickly pear?
Like the actual
prickly pear, and then eat it sell it.
So it was called Seven Falls. If anyone's near a computer, Google Seven Falls, Tucson, Arizona. It's a beautiful trail. It's amazing. But we would kind of, I was part of the leadership side of that, and so you'd get to work with folks that really enjoyed and kind of like could use. A program is kind of is loosely based off of the original Conservation Corps.
Okay,
and so there was actually a trail that we worked on that was originally made by the Triple C a while ago. But so I thought about writing about quitting that or quitting my job, and so I chose my job.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have some options.
Yeah,
some quitting options.
And I still have scars on my arms
from the prickly pears?
From the coupon factory, actually. No.
Oh,
okay.
Ow, paper cut.
You can quit more things later. It's never too late to quit something else.
Never, exactly.
312-981-7200. What do we like? Do we like persist or do we like quit? Let's go with Kathy. Kathy, do you like persist or quit?
I like persist.
All right. Why persist?
Why? Because I found out that I had a liver disease and I had to be on a transplant list, and I wouldn't let it get me down. The depression did hit for a while, but I persisted to do everything I could for my health and to live the rest of my health and life happy.
All right, Kathy, that's great. That's great. Thanks for the call. I'm going to put you on hold. I like that. Kathy's probably going to win the pizza because that's, like, serious.
It's a good story.
It's a good story, and I think that what I really like about it is I feel like a lot of people are really taking this to heart in the way that they're talking about things that they are going to quit their job. They are going to persist because they have a disease. There's things that, you know, that it's less about whether or not you guys did a good job.
They're not even talking about what we said.
No, I feel like they just heard the words and were like, yes.
Well, but I mean, there's
what feeling did we give them?
There's feeling, though. Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
I think there was something to you saying this was sort of a soul-searching set of topics. And I think that people really it's kind of an interesting Rorschach test.
Truthfully. Okay. We've got here, there's a couple that are just words. One that says quit. Okay. One that says quit. So we got quit is up 5-4 in my count. And then 312 says the Cavs are the best ever. So yes. I'm not sure what that is.
Set of a
is it quit or persist?
What did they do in the game? Did they
The Cavs persist? Did win. They did persist.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. All right. Here's what we're going to do. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And we will crown a winner, 312-981-7200. We're really close. I mean, it's really close. So your vote could be the deciding factor, 312-981-7200. Stay with us. All right. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock. Patty Vasquez coming up next here. Pretty late with Patty Vasquez. All right. 847 says, purses...
Purses versus pocketbooks.
Versus,
I like this.
Purses versus satchels.
I vote satchels.
I like this a lot. This is pretty good. Purses because the passion in the presentation was pointed and just disjointed enough to make me want to push on. So they're playing a little game. They're writing.
Well.
That should make you feel good, Jen.
It does.
We're going to give that to persist.
No. Right, not coach purses.
That's a third category. Is purses.
Purses.
8219 says persist. Very good argument, and thank you for my new favorite word, sheeple.
You're changing lives.
Look at this.
I told you.
All right, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We'll give a going once in about 2 minutes here. Right now, I have Persist in the lead by one vote. So if you...
Oh, get on it, people. We got to make this down to the wire.
Okay. Did you say it's shameful?
Oh, no, I said listen, sheeple.
Oh. Listen, sheeple.
I'm using her words against you.
All right, 312-981-7200. So the show is the final show
of the season.
The season. What can we expect from the show on Tuesday?
We are going to have topics that are really themed around quitting or not quitting, actually. So it's all going to be similar stuff, and it'll be probably a really packed show. So come a little bit early if you want to come and see it. And it's, 7 o'clock at the Hideout, $10 at the door.
All right, there you go. Why will it be packed? Because it's the last show of the
season. It's the last one of the season.
Everyone's
and people love
procrastinating.
Us.
And it's the best show in Chicago.
It's a great show.
I truly believe it.
There you go.
I really love going. I think it's really fun.
It's the most fun, yeah.
Well, hopefully the founder, Ian Belknap, will be at that show, and we will...
Hopefully
he'll be there.
There's a Tyler Durden air about him these days. That it's...
We'll just wind it down in delightful fashion. It'll be great.
312 says quit, which is not the vote we needed to make this thing a final, because that ties us up now. 847 said... Persist, not purses. Damn autocorrect.
Oh, no.
I knew it was autocorrect.
You were wonderful. Thank you for both texts.
I think that's great. I was like, purse is so good. This happened in we played the worst on Tuesday nights. And there was a great one where it just, the text came in. And it's for everyone listening at home, it's like an interface. So I see all the texts. It's sort of like they're in blue. And I get to see them come in and the numbers associated to it. So the number, it just said Little Shops. The game is, well, you know what's the worst? And the text was Little Shops. And I'm like, that's hilarious. That's so good, right? I was like, that's a winner. Little Shops are the worst. You're right. And then I realized that if you do too many characters, it like has a little hanging chad. Like it'll bounce the next one. So there was a whole text that was like, you know what I hate is when I go into a little blah, 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 and all that's left is Little Shops. You know, like it wasn't as great as Little Shops.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, I really shops. Like Little Shops. So you do have to watch with autocorrect,
yes.
and the texting. Sometimes I give way too much creativity and clever to the texters where I'm like, purses, hilarious. I get it. Purses because you're reaching in and you don't know what's in the purse and the purse is big and it makes you want to keep looking. I get it. Yeah. All right. Are you guys ready? We got 815 is going to give us the win. Okay. Are we ready? It's in. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner tonight is Persist. 815 comes in with Persist. The concept of persist beats the concept of quit. Again, I think it may have more to do with the ideas at play here, but I think that's good. Jen Ellison, Jeff Miller, thank you both for playing.
Well fought. Lindsay
Moscato, Right Club on Tuesday at the Hideout, as you just heard, best show in the city. It'll be at the Hideout on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, right?
Yep, we will see you then.
All right, thanks again for everyone for playing, and we're giving the pizza to, I forgot her name, Pete. What is it?
Kathy.
Kathy's going to get the pizza. So, Kathy, congratulations. We're going to send you a gift certificate to Lou Malnati's. Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.